Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, so 9th canto, the dynasty of Puru, text 21. Chasma layani. मैं तो है इसके पास किसके पास चश्मा वो कहाँ जा रहा हरे कृष्णा ओके टेक्स्ट 22 21 ओके reading glass यदा नो जगृहे चतुर्विंशतिः मातः भ्रष्टा पितुः पुत्रो येन जातः सः एव सः भारस्व पुत्रं दुष्मन्तः मावमंस्थता शकुन्तलां माता भ्रष्टः पितुः पुत्रः येन जातः स एव सः भरस्वः पुत्रं दुष्मन्तः मावमहमस्थः शकुन्तलां माता भ्रष्टः पितुः पुत्रः येन जातः स एव सः भरस्वः पुत्रं दुष्मन्तः मावमहमस्थितः शकुन्तलः माता दि मदर भ्रष्टः just like the skin of a billows containing air. Pituhu of the father. Putraha the son. Ina by whom? Jataha one is born. Saha the father. Eva indeed. Saha the son. Bharaswaha just maintain. Putram your son. Dushmanta. O Maharaj Dushmanta. Ma do not. Abamamsthaha insult. Shakuntalam, Shakuntala. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The voice said, O Maharaj Dushmanta, a son actually belongs to his father. whereas the mother is only a container, like the skin of a willow. According to Vedic injections, the father is born as the son. Therefore, maintain your son and do not insult Shakuntala. Purport. According to the Vedic injection, Atma Vai Putra Namasi, the father becomes the son. The mother is simply like a storekeeper, because the seed of the child is placed in her womb by its father, who is responsible, the seed-giving father of all living entities, Aham Bija Pradapita. And therefore he is responsible for maintaining them. This is also confirmed in Vedas. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhat Kaman. Although the God is one, he maintains all living entities with their necessities for their life. The living entities in different forms are sons of the Lord, and therefore the Father, the Supreme Lord, supplies them food according to their different bodies. The small ant is supplied a grain of sugar, and the elephant is supplied tons of food, but everyone is able to eat. Therefore, there is no question of overpopulation, because the Father Krishna is fully opulent. There is no scarcity of food. Because there is no scarcity, the propaganda of overpopulation is only a myth. Actually, one suffers for want of food when material nature, under the order of the Supreme Father, refuses to supply him food. It is the living entity's position that determines whether food will be supplied or not. When a diseased person is forbidden to eat, this does not mean that there is a scarcity of food. Rather, the diseased person requires the treatment of some being with supplied foods. In Bhagavad Gita 7:10, the Lord says, Bijamam sarvabhutanam, I am the seed of all living entities. A particular type of seed is sown within the earth, and then the particular type of tree or a plant comes out. The mother resembles the earth, and then a particular type of seed is sown by the father. A particular type of body is taken birth. Hare Krishna. Magyanatimirandhasya gyananjana salakaya chakhirunmilitam jena tasmai sri guruhe nama sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutali swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati sopadantikam vandeham sri guru sri juta padakamalam sri gurun vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So this story of Shakuntala and Dushyanta and also Bharat, this is described in Mahabharata in detail and in previous class. Hargreaves Devi Shakti Mataji gave detail and story part. He gave details how Vishwamitra was a king and he developed desire to become a Brahmana and all this Mandindrika story with Vasishtha. I am not going detail, you have already heard. So anyhow, then he developed, Vishwamitra developed a desire to become a Brahmarshi, to get the same mystic powers like Vasishtha. But any time he performed austerity and coming back, then Vaisheshana, he approached everyone, some of them, out of fear, telling the Brahma, but Vasishtha never recognized him, Krishna, as a Brahmarshi. He always addressed him, Rajarshi. He was a king, he was a Kshatriya king. But when he saw in a defeat, he was defeated by Vasishtha, he saw the Brahma Shakti is more powerful than the Kshatriya Shakti. So he wanted to be Brahmana. So performing tapasya to elevate his position to a higher order in society, but Indra was disturbed. Indra sent one heavenly denizen named Menaka. So Menaka came, but it is very, Vishwamitra was performing meditation, but she just with her twinkle bell or just little singing and moving around attracts immediately the meditation of Vishwamitra was broken. And they united, and the daughter came. The daughter appeared to them was Shakuntala. So Shakuntala was a daughter of Vishwamitra. But because both parents they left when after the child born, Vishwamitra became very much repented what he did when the Menaka saw him, this small girl. Oh, I gave up my home, my son, my everything. I came here to be a Brahmarshi, to elevate myself spiritually. But what I have did? So immediately left that place. But Shakuntala, then what Menaka also, she was a heavenly denizen. So she also left that place, go to them. They don't have any attachment to the newly born girl. So Krishna has to take up, many such things happen in history, you would see. Even Brihaspati and Mamata, they create a girl, then they also left, go away. There's some histories like this. So anyhow, another Muni was there living around, his name was Karno Muni. So Karno Muni, he felt very compassionate for the small child. And he took care of that girl. He brought her to his ashram. And gradually the girl grown up, come to her youth. And she was in a marriageable age. And then once this Dushmanta, the emperor of world, in course of his hunting, he was just with some of his associates, he entered the ashram. They are thirsty, they need some water and some nourishment. So Konamuni was not there, but Sakuntala treated him very nicely. And seeing his, both are attracted to each other because they are, and when they explain, they introduced themselves. So Sakuntala told, okay, I am a daughter of Vishwamitra. So now he could understand. This girl is Kshatriya also, I can be married with Vishwamitra, Kshatriya king. Therefore, it is not wrong if I get married with this girl. So Kshatriya, so in this way they agreed each other, and Dushmanta just stay for one night. He was in a, just come for hunting. But in that night he passed semen in womb of Sakuntala. There, then he left it to his kingdom. But that in the meantime there is Durvasa Muni appeared, and Durvasa Muni he was thinking some to get some welcome and to the ashram, and from the ashram he just wanted to take a bath and have some food like this. He has something, was expecting something. But in the meantime this Sakuntala was little misminded. She was thinking about her husband. So he could not properly receive Durvasa. So Durvasa Muni became little agitated. Yes, says he go Neta ki Krishna Balaram Radha Sam Sundar ki jai. So he cursed Sakuntala. Sakuntala, you are thinking about someone in your mind. Now that person will forget you. About whom you are thinking, that person will forget you. Now Sakuntala came to his senses and beg forgiveness, try to pacify the Muni. And finally the Muni told him, again he will remember some things he has given, some gifts to you. When you present these gifts to him, then he may remember like this. Then, so in this way, when Karnamuni was practically taking care of the small boy, the boy was very very powerful. Small boy, he was playing with. He don't want to play with cat and dogs. He want to play with lions and tigers. He will forcefully drag them from forest. He will go alone. Forest, they will see the tigers. Tigers kitten or this lions kitten. Then they want to play with them. Come. So, from the very beginning, early has become so powerful. Fighting, and his economy is apart from all these sanskaras, that like just Namkarana and Vidyaram, whatever the basic sanskaras is. Then when Sakuntala gave this son, this is Bharata, so then she thought, I must go to my husband's place. My husband is emperor of the world. Konamuni also suggested, it is not better if a girl stay alone with her son. If he knows that he has husband and address, then he must go to the husband and live there. So in this way, that is a thinking in this way, he went to the Dushmanta's kingdom. But Dushmanta, even after seeing the rings or something, he could recognize actually he was Prabhupada wrote in previous parvat. Actually Dushmanta could recognize, and he knows internally that this is my son and this is my wife. But because there is no knowledge to the citizens of the country, the other ministers and his staffs and even citizens, they did not know about this incident. So internally he was thinking little same. As an ideal king, how I did like this? Citizens will make so many questions. What is the ancestry of this girl and everything? King cannot marry like this anywhere. When everyone heard, but that's why he want to hide the situation, and he told, "I don't know you, Shakuntala." When Shakuntala came, he refused. If he is the son of Shakuntala, I don't know, because of the public opinion. But suddenly, a woman come from sky. There is a woman from sky. This voice said, "O Maharaj Dushmanta, a son actually belongs to his father, whereas the mother is only a container, like the skin of a billows. According to Vedic injections, the father is born as the son. Therefore, maintain your own son and do not insult Shakuntala." Shakuntala was a very chaste lady. Chastity is the wealth for a woman. If a chaste lady, he can do anything. He can challenge to anyone with the power of his chastity. We heard so many stories. If someone is a chaste lady, Gandhari. Gandhari is also chaste lady. Because of chastity, we see Savitri. Savitri Satyavan, the story. She was a chaste lady. Even her husband was supposed to die within a certain time, but because Satyabhama was Savitri was present there, so Jamadutas have no power to arrest her husband. She was keeping her husband on her lap. He was climbing at a tree, then snake bite her husband, then she fell down. Then he took her husband and sitting. Even the Jamadutas, they went they trembling what to do. Finally Jamaraj himself came and went to the situation. Then he told, "Okay, you give your just everyone." Jamaraj was a Mahajan, he a priest. "One day everyone has to leave his body according to their previous karma. So your husband already died. I have to take this body. So if you want some boon, I know you are a noble lady, so chaste, I am very much pleased with you. You can ask some boon." When Jamaraj asked, he told, "Okay, first he asked about my father-in-law. His father-in-law, they lost their kingdom. They may get back their kingdom. and they now have no eyes, they are blind, they may return their eyes. Third told, okay, I may become mothers of 100 sons. I must have 100 sons. Jamaraj was busy, he told, okay, yes, tathastu. And Savitri told, still started walking behind Jamaraj, why walking again? I gave you all boon. Told, you remember your Dharmaraj? You have to protect the religion. You told I become son of 100 mothers and you taking my husband. So what you want? You want to make me a prostitute? How can it is not possible? 100 sons I want from my husband, not from other women, other men. So Jamaraj was thinking, this lady is too intelligent. Finally he defeated and left her husband. So many stories. Even the Jalandhara, the big demon Jalandhara, he was become so furious, defeating everyone because of chastity of Vrinda. Vrinda Maharani was in the past times, sometimes. So even the Lord Vishnu has come himself and he has to solve the situation. Otherwise no one was defeated, no one could defeat Jalandhara. Because of the chastity of Vrinda. Vrinda is acting as his wife. But it is only Lord Narayan, he appeared and he told, Vrinda, you are my eternal wife. You are meditating before, so many tapasyas did before to become my wife. Now you coming to this material world and you are now forgotten these things. Now you thinking he is a nakli, he has a duplicate husband. Real husband is Krishna. But still Vrinda become very angry and he cursed. Because they are both worshipping Krishna. So we must know the real husband is Krishna. That's why she pacified. In this way, a chaste lady can do anything. Even there is Prabhupada told another in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a chaste lady. His husband was in leprosy, as a digit person. So he took her husband for a bath in Ganges. Then when coming back, they're dark, so there is another Rishi, Markandeya Rishi was walking in other direction. So saw the feet of this blind man tossed the body of Markandeya Rishi. So he cursed, whoever may be, before rising up the sun, he must die. I just took bath my body, then this leprosy, this person having leprosy, they touch my body. But the chaste lady, he took vow also. If I have served my husband with my mind, words and body, if my mind has never diverted to any other personality, then namarupati napahurati namarupati. There will not, sun will not rise and my husband will not die. Sun cannot rise. So this is become problem. And this word of a chaste lady is so powerful. Sun cannot rise. What happened? Sun is not rising. So Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they came and they solved the problem. They told, pacify the chaste lady. He told, you just take your word for a second. Let sun rise. We will make your husband alive. Your husband will be alive. So it is the power of the chest lady. So that's why when this verse is telling, the voice said, O Maharaj Dushmanta, its son actually belongs to his father, whereas the mother is the only contender. So Dushmanta was not recognized his own wife and son, because Shakuntala was a chaste lady. By the power of her chastity, even the demigods from the sky, they voluntarily come witness. They come as a witness. No, Dushmanta, this boy, this child, children belongs to you. You must take care of you. Maharaj Dushmanta, actually, the son actually belongs to his father. Therefore, his mother is only a container. Like the skin of a billows, according to the Vedic injections, father is born as a son. Therefore, maintain their own son and do not insult Shakuntala. That's why they told, don't insult Shakuntala. He told, I don't know anything. Who are you? I don't know, just sometimes happen, big people's. Dronacharya and who? Their friend, Dronacharya and Draupada Raj, king of the father of Draupadi. Their friend, when they were reading together, then after they passed in school, then she was a Brahmana. Dronacharya was thinking, he was a poor, thinking I can go to my friend and he will give me shelter. I will teach the art of archery to his citizens, to his other peoples, to his sons. I can give me shelter. But we see, sometimes it happened. Jamma isarja sruta sivhi redamana madapumana. They increase our pride. He told, no, he knows him, but still, I don't know you. Who are you? I don't know. Sometimes happen like this. Specifically, these Kshatriyas, they become proud. They neglect this thinking, the low class. Even as a Brahman. Similarly, we see Dushmanta was neglecting. He was neglecting because he did not want to be blasphemed by the citizens. Fear of the citizens. This happened in Gandharva Riti. He just got married Shakuntala, and one night he spent with her, passed his semen, and this child appeared, Bharata. So he has to accept. A Kshatriya king, they were allowed, according to Shastra, they can have many wives. They can have many wives. So that is not wrong, but they must maintain them. King has money, man maintain, must speak the truth. So that's why Putra, the Bharata, the woman, they told that this Bharata is your son. Don't neglect him, neither blaspheme Shakuntala. So Prabhupada in writing in his purport, according to the Vedic injections, Atma vai putrana putra namasi, the father becomes the son, and mother is simply like the storekeeper, because the seed of the child is placed in her womb. But it is the father who is responsible for maintaining this son. So Prabhupada writing that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, Aham Bijaprata Pita, I am the seed-giving father for the 84 lakhs of species. So that's why he is the real maintainer. It is your duty. His duty. It is father's duty to maintain the son or family. That's why Krishna is also maintaining everyone. Krishna is feed, whether an elephant is eating 2 quintals or an ant is eating as one speck of sugar or grain. So who is providing the food for them? Krishna is providing because he is father, he is the ultimate father. That's why it is duty of the father to maintain the children. But that's why it is Krishna is the aham bija prada pita, and therefore he is responsible for maintaining them. This is also confirmed in Vedas. Eko bahunam yo vidadhate kaman. He fulfilled the desires of all other living entities. Though he is also chetana chetananam. Eka bahunam yo vidadhate kaman. And so many, he is also a personality. Krishna, he is also a living entity. He is also, but he is the primary living entity. No one was before him. Aham evasya vagre nanyat yat sat asat param. Bhagavatam is telling. Sat asat param paschataham yete tascha jovasishyata sosmiham. In the beginning, when there is nothing, I was there. And when everything will be destroyed, I will be there. So that's why the father's duty is to maintain the son. So one time there's Dwarka, Krishna was every day in 12 o'clock night, he was coming to Satyabhama's apartment. Because Satyabhama was a little proud, thinking, Krishna likes me so much like this. But Krishna come 12 o'clock night every day to her apartment. He told, why you are doing this? Come earlier. But Krishna told, I am Trilokinath, you know. Aham bija prada pita, I have to maintain my, they all these living entities, they are my son. I have to maintain everyone. I have to feed everyone, whether it is a tree or a bird, any species, I have to feed them. Satyabhama was just joking, you are feeding everyone. Then that day, what does he do? He took one small box and put one ant inside and the small box was closed. That means no one can enter. Who will feed this ant? I will see how he is feeding. Next day we come, Krishna was returning, he was smiling. Krishna told, I fed everyone, including the ant in your box. He was surprised. So he immediately opened the box and they saw that. It was very happy, becoming very big also. And he has eaten the half of the grain. He was sitting on the grain and eating very nicely. Because this is a tradition. The women, the sadhavastris, married women, they put some vermilion and also some rice on their forehead. So when he was looking to the inside the box, the one of the speck of rice was already fallen with the Krishna's will. Satyabhama did not mark it, but rice is there. Prabhupada is giving his judgment that why these people are thinking this prasadam is shortage, food shortage. This is an artificial. There are no food shortage. Krishna is the ultimate maintainer. He is the father of all living entities. Then he supplies food for everyone. Food not only, there is scarcity of food means when we disobey the orders of father and mother. When mother nature angry with our, when we are touched other living entities, they are also their creation. When you touches such people, such living entities, then gradually they, Mother Earth, according with the order of the Supreme Father, it hide everything. Then why Krishna not supplying sufficient food? Because when a diseased person is forbidden to eat, this does not mean that there is a scarcity of food. Rather, the diseased person requires the treatment of not being supplied with food. In Bhagavad Gita 7:10, Lord also says, Bijamam sarvabhutanam, I am the seed of all living entities. A particular type of seed is sown within the earth, and then a particular type of tree or plant comes out. The mother resembles the earth, and then the particular type of seed is sown by father. A particular type of body takes birth. Actually, in a Varaha incarnation, we see Krishna was relation with earth. Varahadev get married to earth because it took with his teeth, lifted the whole planet. So the Varaha in this way become his wife, Varahadev, this Bhu Shakti, this Bhu. That's why there was the Lord has different energy like Bhu Shakti, Lila Shakti, and Sri Shakti like opulence. So, but when they met together, then one son appeared. Who is that? Narakasura. Narakasura, Bhumasura. And Lord gave him proper training, everything. From beginning he was doing Krishna Bhakti. In Satya Yuga, in Dwapara, he was perfect. In Satya Yuga, Tritaya, he was perfect. In Dwapara, associating with Jarasandha and all some demoniac people also, he started torturing. He arrested young girls and 16,000 girls. And he tried to, his mind become bewildered. So Krishna went personally. Krishna went with Satyabhama and he killed. Killed that son. Because Krishna is not only one son, there is unlimited son. We see how Krishna destroyed even his own family in Dwarka. When Krishna thought, if I leave this Dwarka Basis, here, they become so powerful now, thinking we are this Krishna's family. They are already powerful, already started mocking to Brahmanas. So, they will become also like Narakasura and create havoc in the material world. So he finished them. They send them back to the heavenly planet from there where they can. So in this way, Krishna is this. We see there three Bharatas. There is a Bharata, the son of. One is Bharata in Ramayana, we are seeing Kaikeyi son Bharata. There is another Bharata. Rushabhdev's son, Bharata, Bharata Maharaj. And here is we saw Dushmanta Shakuntala's son, Bharata. In Bhagavad Gita we see so many times Krishna addressed Arjuna as Bharata. So to whom he is addressing? The three Bharatas, to whom Krishna is telling Bharata, you are Bharata. Many times he addressed to Arjuna as Bharata. Which one? Dushmanta Shakuntala, the son of Dushmanta and Shakuntala. This son is generally, if you read in Mahabharata, then you see this Bharatavarsa is named after the son of Dushmanta and Shakuntala. But other Bharat Maharaj also, Bharata, Swanabh Rushabh Dev, he is also very exalted. So some places also mention that Bharata, because of this Bharata, it is Bharat Varsha. Okay, any question or comment? It's already time. Any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you said that Dwarka was his return to heavenly planets. They return to heavenly planets.
Who?
Dwarka was his.
Yes, Dwarkavasis are not, everyone is not from eternal Dwarka. Some demigods also appeared as the member of this Jadu dynasty. There are some demigods also. The demigods, they went to demigod places. There is only few, like the fourth Chaturvyas, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and they are from Goloka. Not all. All members of some demigods also appeared to take part in these past times. So they also tell you on to that place. Krishna has no attachment for anyone. Whether he is his own family member, he has. We can see how he left. He destroyed everything, all the Pandava, all the his own kinsmen. He planned, because they become proud, they misbehave the Brahmanas. They dressed Samba like a pregnant woman, putting some clothes inside. And they are asking the Saptarishis coming to meet Krishna. One of them was, Durvasa was inside. He asked, "Oh, sages, you know everything. Can you tell this girl, which baby inside her womb? Now you go, when you are going to give birth?" Joking. The destiny Samba like a woman. Durvasa become angry. He told, "Okay, whatever burn from her body come out, that will be the reason for destroying your dynasty, entire dynasty. Jadu dynasty will be destroyed with this." So they saw there, what is this? The top, and the, suddenly they open all clothes, then saw the iron ball. So I told, "Oh, what is this problem?" They did not went to Krishna to speak the to solve the problem. Rather they think, "Oh, it is." They went to Ugrasana, then Bhima came, that by grinding it, we can just grind it and throw it in. Throw to the ocean, bus, finish. Because the grinding and putting that, throwing to ocean. So from there, one type of trees are appeared from this. And in a Prabhas Khetra, what happened? These trees, they uprooted the trees and beat each other. By beating each other, they all die. And even this little iron part was there, and they throw it. Bhim told, "What to do?" So a fish eaten, fish took to that part. Then they got this part from fish belly, the Kaivar fisherman got. Then it is Jarasavara. Jarasavara, he gave a gift to Jarasavara, then Jarasavara made it. Made his arrow, right? Building his arrow. And then that arrow tossed the feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna is everything. He always gives credit to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Everything. This coronavirus is coming and spreading. This is also Krishna's will. Without his will, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. Because so many people are suffering. They're four lakh eighty-four thousand species, all everyone has to leave. Everyone, Krishna created everything for, and the human beings thinking only we can live, and all, let's all other finish. So that's why we have to suffer. But still, we are not thinking about Krishna. Please, Krishna, protect us. We are devotees, we are only. Only devotees, they think, oh Krishna, please protect us from this situation. But what is doing the other people's karmis? They are not thinking for Krishna. We remember in situation in Andhra, when there was a drought, there no raining and there is water, shortage of water everywhere. There no water, even not for bathing. Drinking water is so costly. At that time, the governor of Andhra and the Prime Minister, their chief minister, wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Swamiji, please help. We have such a danger. But Prabhupada told, okay, we have food for organizations, food for life, we can help. Our devotees will help for prasadam. But you must find the what is the root cause, why these incidents are happening. Then he quote, Jagyad bhavati parjanya, parjanyad anna sambhava, annad bhavati hutani, jagya karma samudbhavadai ki Krishna, from Bhagavad Gita, Kocha Prabhupada quoted. Because you people are not doing jagya, that's why there is no raining. And because there is no raining, there is no grain. We also distribute prasadam, but we also do Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is also necessary. Not just take prasad, go, cannot solve problem. They must chant holy name of the Lord. If not chanting the holy name of the Lord, just left. Of course, Krishna prasad is some power, but we must chant. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We must preach Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If they chant Mahamantra, it's prasadam. All problems solved. Any Radha Damodar Prabhupada was giving class in Hindi. And in Italy. Prasad kha kahin vakta ban jao. Jada sastra padne ke jarat nahi hai. मैंने इसको प्रैक्टिकल देख प्रैक्टिकल प्राश्चात जगत में देखा हूँ. ये हिप्पियों को केवल प्रसाद खिला खिला के हैप्पी बना दिया और इनको सदा ये सिखाया हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का कीर्तन करना सिखाया. सीक्रेट है. सो दिस इज ऑल प्रॉब्लम विल सॉल्व. जस्मिन तुष्टे जगत तुष्ट. If Krishna will please, everything will please. He will solve. All problem within a second can come, can be solved. Krishna is the supreme controller. He can do anything. But what can he do? Because we are not Krishna conscious. But this majority people, how many crores? The 200 about nearly 150 crores people in India. Should Krishna conscious. People should Krishna conscious and pray. If pray seriously, if Krishna hears the prayer, problems will be solved. Otherwise, Corona apne kya kon bachayega? What everyday news they show, Modi Corona bachayega. Kya bolte? Desh ko bachayega. Corona kuch bhi advertisement karta hai. No, Krishna is the ultimate. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.